Docu-Commentarians, guess what? The boys are back in town. It's me, your host, Travis Nelson, along with...
Chase Myers. What's up, everybody?
He's your other host. So here at Docu-Commentary, we watch a documentary, and then we record how we feel, what we say.
It's a lot about us.
It's uninformed, mostly, but it's fun, and we like you, so why don't you like us? Kind of makes you the asshole, don't you think?
If you think about it.
So we watch it, and we leave a commentary for you so you can watch along and listen to exactly what Chase and I were feeling.
It makes us close. It makes us real close.
It does. We're just hoping to really reach out there and create a connection between us and you filthy, dirty people.
Convince you to take a bath. That's really our move.
Get some soap in there.
Clean up this world.
Crevices. Clean them up. All right. This has only been a week since the last one. And it's been a good week, I would say.
Yeah, man. A lot of weird stuff. Good and weird stuff.
Good and weird. Yeah. Sure. We'll throw that qualifier in there. Last Friday I did a corporate for a company called BitTitan.
Good old Nooner.
Yep. Noon. They paid me in beers. I'm kind of kidding, but also beers was part of it.
Weird and good.
I went there last year, and it was crazy because I felt like I went in and just bombed super hard. And
gotta bring that guy back.
It was weird. They had a stage set up for me, and like they had these big fucking
last
TVs
year or this
with
year?
My name on it, my face. Yeah,
talking this year.
They set the whole thing up like a comedy club.
Yeah,
and everyone just wanders in.
And they
lunch.
Did not the first year.
No, they had that the first year.
Oh, okay.
I just super bombed.
Oh.
Was not prepared for what that was about to be like.
Well, that's still better that it was all nice and set up for you.
Yeah. It made everything else look good. I felt like I had a rough set last year, but then they hit me up and they're like, you want to come back? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And yeah. So
yeah, I don't got any other noon gigs going on.
It was the CEO's birthday. Like, it was just... And he was in the elevator when I got on, and he was like, oh, you're back. And I'm like, oh, I thought you were here to greet me. And he was like, no, if I'd known you would have been in this elevator, I would have taken a different elevator.
Zing.
I was like, oh, wow.
Fucking
goddamn
zing.
Goddamn G-Man's coming for me.
Yeah. Dude, that sets the stage early, dude. You got to come in.
Yeah.
Ready.
No. But that was the thing, is I just went in super cocky. I don't know why. I was just like, I've been here. I've done this.
So what I do is
you got
yearly,
a bunch of new stuff to riff on.
Yearly gig.
Yeah, so I went in and they had a bunch of Indian food catered, and they had like all these coolers full it's like a grocery store aisle of like sodas and beers and shit. You can just walk down to grab whatever you want. They got all this food and everything out there. Mm-hmm. It's like a cafeteria where you don't have to pay. That's what I'm saying. They've got a cereal bar with all kinds of cereals.
Yeah,
it's insane. I was just hanging out. It was like
people
a bunch of people from last
there.
Year. So I was like, what's up, stupid? I'm like,
still dumb, huh?
How's your job? Same one, huh?
not moving up, eh?
Me too. I'm back.
Same desk. Yeah, same job.
You new here?
Too.
Let me show you around. I've actually been here a day longer than you, it seems like. There was one lady who was her first day there. And I like almost went in on her. And then I was like, hold on. I'm sorry. You're way too vulnerable right now.
Yeah, you got a lot.
I felt so. She was like, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, oh, you're right. You're right. This is a terrible idea. I won't. You're just going to be known by whatever name I call you.
Yeah, don't call her a name. Maybe you could have got him just to be like, at least that'd be the thing to talk to her about.
Yeah,
that comedian
maybe.
Going
that's what I was like, oh, I've been here a day longer than you. Let me know if you need me to, like, you know, I just goofed on that. Yeah, it was weird, but like I felt like it went well. And the interesting thing was, like I said, I went in cocky, riffed a ton. I was kind of open miking this corporate gig, and I was just, man, it was very like I was very uncomfortable, but I was just being cocky about it.
Yeah,
and I got away with
attitude,
saying some
man.
Truly weird shit in the front of these these people. I really did.
They made the situation weird whenever they brought a comedy show in to the daylight of a work environment.
I talked about putting my heart into a child to make the child more powerful.
Right.
Crushed, man.
Yeah,
it
of course.
It was so weird, but it crushed. It was a lot of fun. Yes, we did that. And then Saturday I had the second High Water Hilarities at Chehalis at the Flood Valley Brewing Craft House. And yeah, it was great, man. We got 50 people out. It was, I would say it was a better audience than last time. There's a few... there was like six less people, but like everyone was really into it, and everyone was like way more polite.
I mean, 50 is, yeah.
Yeah, no one was talking. I will say, one of the guys, regulars, which I felt bad because I had to talk to him, but like he was just super drunk, and he's super, he's a sweet guy, but like it seems like he's super drunk every time I see him there, and he's like a bus driver.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's like,
gotta
like, okay,
get it out. Gotta
but
let
he
loose.
Looks like he looks like the perfect bus driver. He's, you know, he's like just like a big red beard, just like that kind face. You're like, yeah, of course you're a bus driver. And he was wearing a kilt this time, and he's like, I got a kilt. He's like,
what do you think about that, huh?
Yeah, he's like, I got a kilt for the first. But he was,
it's my drinking
there.
Kilt.
And Andrew Frank was going up, and he was doing. He has a lot of stuff about he was raised, like very conservative Christian. And so he's in Missouri, and he's got, like, a whole bunch of stuff about Christianity. So he started telling some religious jokes, and this dude, I think he didn't mean it the way he said it. He was like, you better be careful on your way back to your car tonight, or, like, something like that. And I was like, ugh. And I, like, went over, and I was like, hey, man, don't say that shit. And he was like, but I was, and I was like, don't say that shit.
But I'm going to fight him.
Yeah, I was like, don't say. That's not what he meant. I think he was more just, like, trying to be funny.
That was his
joke,
like, yeah.
Around here, you got it. And I was like, dude, but that was, the way you said it was a direct threat to him. So please don't do that. I felt bad.
Didn't change anything in your drunk voice.
I
think
he got upset and he left. And I was like, oh, man, he was a nice guy. But, man, that was just a threat. and then, yeah, there was a couple people talking. Just that's the thing is that area, people just like to get super drunk because you're kind of out there a little more, so you can just do that. So there's always just a couple people who are just having a great time but way too drunk. And
oh, yeah.
Like, please be less than that. Please turn it down.
There's nothing to run into whenever you're driving on the roads. It's just open. You just go.
And then we had the best
Sunday. Wait, stop. Because well, I got to tell you, while you were doing that, I got to tell you what I was doing on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
Because I was at a Wild West saloon in Roy, Washington.
Oh, yes.
So here's the thing. Gig was great. But it's, you know, the bar is, or it's really just like an event center, is Wild West themed, right? And the promoter asked me if I wouldn't mind dressing like a bandit.
Ha!
Like a bandit, Travis.
I love it. Like, I want to see you
like
as a bandit.
Like Smokey and the Bandit. She wanted me to be.
You got a bandit face.
She wanted me to come into town,
have a little
start a little trouble,
bandana wrapped around your face,
dude.
Spurs,
dude.
A riding crop, maybe. Is that a bandit thing?
I don't know.
That could
man.
Be your thing.
I just think bandit in the terms of that is just like bad cowboy. Just the
naughtiest cowboy.
The meanest cowboy. The cowboy that he wears black. That's what it is. And
Chase is a cowboy meanie.
Yeah. the cowboy bully. Yeah, and so, of course, I told her absolutely not. I will under no circumstances be doing that.
We would have to move apart from each other.
Yeah, so, you know, I hope your comedy show can still work out because I'm going to come as a comedian, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope that fits.
I hope that doesn't throw the whole vibe off.
But so, of course, I go there, and then the promoter is dressed as a saloon girl, which means she's wearing the dress, you know, like the big ass dress.
Yeah, big ass dress.
Yeah, the wide hips, and then the big just tail, and then she's got a
fat. Oh, it had a tail?
Oh, yeah, it was a long, yeah. It was a long ass dress, yeah. I mean, this was fit. This was, she had a feather coming out of her hair. She looked amazing.
Sounds impressive.
But she's the only one dressed this way.
Okay.
She is
tough.
The only one dressed this way.
Boy.
Because, of course, she is. I tried to warn her. I tried to tell her. And,
man,
yeah.
It's a good thing you didn't also dress up because then you guys just would have been like the pair.
Yeah.
And you would have had just hang out with her the whole time because there's no way you're mingling dressed as a bandit.
No.
Gonna make people nervous.
I can't talk to one other person as a bandit. Absolutely.
Is he a
real
bandit?
Absolutely. I can't make eye contact with another person if I'm dressed as a bandit. Yeah.
I want you to know, if you're ever in a coma, I will take care of you, but I will dress you as Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean the entire time.
Okay.
Your family will come and you'll just be dressed that
okay.
way.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of beard and hair, like, yeah. you know, situation. You can do the beads and stuff. Do the beads.
If it makes it better, I wouldn't do it myself. I would hire people to do it. I would max out my credit card.
I don't know what makes it better, honestly, Travis. But
whatever makes it better for you,
yeah,
Chase.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll do that, man.
Yeah, all right. I'm just gonna go the rest of my life trying not to get in a coma, man.
Yeah.
Basically,
I was trying to give you some incentive. I don't want you to be in a coma.
Oh, I'm gonna be real careful. I'm gonna be real careful out in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I show went great. I brought it up on stage. I roasted her a little bit about it, and the big line was that I was glad I stuck to my guns and didn't come out here dressed like the goddamn hamburger. So that was when they carried me out on. So yeah, that was good. And then Sunday, man, talk about it, bro. Everything
Sunday
came together Sunday. We were all together for this.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. We went and got breakfast with Caitlin, which was amazing. We just were able to like roll up, and it was one of those things where we didn't even think about it. It was like Sunday morning, and mm-hmm. it was packed, but we just got like counter delicious breakfast, left. We got weed and everything. We were set with weed.
Yeah, it was one of those like, let's just plan an awesome day, and that's what we did. We just like got high, got weed. We went to Western Washington University and just taught the children.
We did. We taught we reached out to Bellingham because I used to run the comedy club on campus there, and I just told him because it still exists like 8 years later. There's not many of them, but I was like, hey, if you guys want, we're going to be up there for a show, so drop by and we'll just talk comedy with you. And that's what we did. I thought it was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time.
I hope we weren't insufferable, but I heard back and a couple people said that they really appreciated it and they liked what we had to say.
They better.
Yeah, and then we just had the
craziest.
Because
otherwise I'm going to come do it again. I'm just going to come. Yeah. I'm just going to come and start dumping all my comedy knowledge on them until they hate it.
Then we had the craziest show at the Depot. So it's this spot, and I told them we sold out tickets.
Try to tell them.
I told them.
Over here telling them we selling out.
I sent three emails, and then we get there, and it's like, okay, we don't have the seating. We had to like start. They had the seating around, but like it wasn't. And so we had to rearrange the whole room. We had to grab.
And by
else.
Room, I mean we mean like antique furniture.
Yeah,
like stuff. It's like a lot of couch. I mean,
big comfy couches,
bunch of couches and chairs. Like recliner almost, like chairs and
shit.
Like,
so it's kind of a cool setup. But people started coming in. Like, man, a lot of people came at the door, and I think we had to turn a ton of people away. But we got like 110 people in there, standing room only, and then just crushed. Just
what
a great show. It was me, it was Chase, it was Aaron Engel, who's a good friend of ours, and Caitlin Weyerhaeuser, who's also a good friend of ours. She's up here in Seattle performing for the week. And what a great show.
Man, I just love those moments in comedy. Those like just a car of comics going to do like a gig together, going to do a little run. Those are always so much fun, man. It reminds me of like just first starting out. That's how I used to like only get out on the road. It was me, fucking three other guys would jump in a car, drive to Florida and make a day of it or whatever. Like that was,
Man. So yeah, that was cool. I like my research professor from college showed up, and she's always been giving me a hard time about like not getting going back to school and like doing shit.
And you're like, how you like standing in this room? Because it's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I get seats for your class. but
it was nice. It was nice. And we had a nice talk afterwards. But
you said it straight.
It was cool for her to get to see that. Yeah, like my brother-in-law was there, and I think he had to stand the entire time, which makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
Bro, tell everybody. tell the family.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to see Travis.
He was tough.
I was way in this back room, dude.
It was tough to see.
Bunch of people standing in front of me.
Yeah. Seemed like it was great, though. So we just.
There's a riot up front.
Very first show, crazy bomb banger of a show. Like, there's no way it could have been better. And I'm excited to keep doing shows. We got shows.
I'll be back next month.
First,
I'm going to be hosting it next month.
First Sunday every month. Chase will be there hosting for me next month because I'll be in Miami. But,
Flex.
Yep. Getting that sun. I'm doing gigs down there. But and then damn, yeah, that was literally the best Sunday. And then we like went out and got food afterwards, and this dude on the street and Chase just got like freak out sessions about each other's Jordans. It was it was amazing.
Yeah, man. There's something about whenever you see another dude wearing, like, it's just like you both know something. And yeah, we just both are pointing out how dope each other's were, because their shoes that they came out like a day apart from each other. Like, they just came out like a month ago. And so, yeah, like, you don't see a lot of them out in the wild. That's the first time I'd seen Jordan. He had the Jordan 9s, the Navy that just came out.
Yeah.
I have the OG Jordan 6 infrareds. With the goddamn Nike check on the back. So my shit is mine. I'm wearing the first shoe Jordan won his championship in. That's his championship shoe, the first one.
I refuse to learn anything about
and
shoes.
And so I'm trying to teach you. I'm trying to let you, you know, just school you on why we were so excited about each other.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was adorable.
And, yeah, it's just, yeah, instant friends. Just instant friends on the street.
Yeah, and people around you guys, everyone, like, there was everyone on the sidewalk. A lot of was hugs. All about it. Everyone was like, yeah.
Everybody was hugging each other. Just yeah, look how good these guys look.
You guys brought America together for a moment.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah, it was a good moment.
Oh, my God.
I wish that, yeah. I wish I had the same confidence to stop, like, attractive woman as I do a dude in dope sneakers and just start
talking. I'm glad you don't have that confidence. you don't need that, Chase. That's too much
for
you.
That's fine. Trying to make the joke, but you're right. It'd be too powerful.
Yeah, it's too much, man. Yeah. It's too much. Your charisma match with that extra power?
Yeah, no, dude. If I was
dangerous. You don't want that power.
If I believed in myself,
you can't have that responsibility.
Get out of here, dude.
I see how you live your life.
Hey, what's the word, baby bird?
Oh, I am so goddamn glad you asked me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty prepared to be upset about this one. We are watching the documentary on Netflix, Behind the Curve, which is... it's a documentary
about curveballs, right?
No, it is not. I wish it was. It is about flat earth dummies. It is about dummy idiots.
And we're reading this from the description.
Yeah, no, I refuse to read
the
description of this one.
Dumb.
I understand
dummies.
I understand it to be a bunch of dumb idiots.
Believe they're the ones.
Yep.
They know. They know the truth. We've all been wrong this whole time. Okay, yeah, dude. Let's
get into it.
Let's get into it, man. I'm ready to.
I'm ready to
not respect any person on this documentary.
I'm gonna be so
grumpy. Once again,
this.
Guys, we haven't seen it, so this is our just experiencing it.
Yep,
that's basically become the show.
We are truly dipshits. Yeah, yeah. I like that it's taken this turn because I feel like we're more fun now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm throwing that out there. I think we, you know.
Well, I mean, look how fun this is.
Skip
all
it.
Right.
Yeah. Look how much fun I'm having right now. All right, let's do this. 3, 2, 1, play. Starting right away.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh.
No, it's, I mean,
no,
they
got
the same thing.
Nope. We're good. We've got some sort of.
Oh, look, it's the end of the earth.
It's the ocean.
That'd be fucking amazing. The documentary started. Dude just jumps into outer space. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, what
told
the fuck?
You.
Yeah, dies. Just. It's a 30-second documentary.
Oh, he's a flat earth army. I'm glad there's an army for that. Fucking.
Oh, that's what I think. Thank dude, teach me. That's what I thought.
Yep.
Well, that's impossible, right?
Shut the fuck up. You dumbass. Soundstage? How fucking stupid do you sound? Oh, I'm angry.
Except what? You. Just you.
God damn it.
Whoa, dude. What a
stupid
statement.
Already bad.
What a
I'm
statement
so
to make.
How funny is it starting with all this footage of the Earth from outer space? That's amazing.
I mean, what else can you even do?
What?
What is the benefit of us thinking the Earth is round versus flat for it to be that we're on this sound stage called Earth.
There's pictures from space, but there's actually no pictures from space. What? Oh, God. Oh, no.
Even if I'm lying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun, you know.
Why not be passionate about that doesn't make you, you know.
Yeah, why not think this for a little while? All right, give me somebody that doesn't say it's a sound stage. I need to hear.
Yeah, give me.
Give me a less dumb. I mean, I appreciate you coming out the gate hot.
Well, this, what's crazy about this? God
oh,
damn,
good.
Whitby,
oh,
I mean, God
fucking
damn
great.
God damn it.
Get the fuck out of here.
God damn you, Whitby.
Oh, fuck.
This
we've
is near where
we've
we
performed
live.
On this island quite a few times.
This is where Pat lives, my manager.
Yeah.
Is this Pat?
Hey, Pat. Of course.
She's just been hiding that in her back pocket. This
yeah, the whole time.
Pat's my manager. She's cool as hell. I used to give her moonshine to call clubs and, like, help me get booked there.
Yeah, she's amazing. Oh, her name is Patty. That's hilarious.
Oh, really? Of
yeah.
course. Jesus.
No. You don't deserve anything, sir.
Oh, boy. I am Mark Sargent. I hate this guy.
Oh, unless she's wearing a Seahawks shirt. That's great.
God damn it. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
Dude, that proves nothing.
What? Why do you think this?
Why would it be that? Yeah, I think you just really like the Truman Show, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you really just hacked the Truman Show, I think.
Bro.
I saw that movie and I was like, what if that's how everything is?
Yeah, you're a grown man, dude. Yeah, tell me about it.
You fucking idiot. Why?
Dude, you're not that fucking far from it.
Oh, God damn it.
You're not so far away.
This whole documentary literally just about how dudes don't know how to do math. Like, dude, we figured this out so far long ago. God damn you. Yeah, I get how, God damn it. I get how curves work, but that's, you can't just say that's,
look over there. It's not curving, so.
Yeah, but can you see? God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell him, Neil. Get him. Hit him in the face, Neil. I want to see you hit that guy in the face. Very, very masculine.
Oh, you're winning? Dude, the reason he's winning.
Wow. God damn it. This is like the guy who just walked into the Senate with a snowball.
Exact, dude. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
They're just like, see? And you're like, that's not. God damn it. What? Why are you talking so much about poop sandwiches, man? What? I do
oh,
love this documentary.
So I just heard you fucking say that you were looking for some new thing to get into. So, yeah. Sounds like you just latched onto a fucking group because they had a t-shirt.
I will say I love this documentary. I already love this.
I will say I'm a little happy that he actually does live so close.
Go whoop his
because
ass.
Why don't you take that ferry over here and get your ass whooped, sir? How about that? How about you take that fucking ferry back? I know exactly where it lands.
I will drag your ass across the earth far enough to let you know if there's a curve.
Oh, God.
What? Yeah, that was.
I love how it's like just off of this dude's story.
Oh my God.
This one dude was in the room with NASA, and NASA said it was flat.
If there's no YouTube, there's no flat earthers. Maybe there's four. Why did it take you this long? I'm pretending this is different than it is.
Did you?
You tried to be as rational as possible?
Now I know that you're not rational.
I love that animation, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the documentary is killing it. I'm fucking amped right now.
Yeah. I don't believe in you either. You didn't do any math. You had 1 plus 1 equals 3.
Yeah, earlier you were bragging about no math. You're pointing at fucking Seattle.
You held your breath for 45 days? And I wait. And I wait. And I wait some more. Hours pass. Dude, what is this guy doing? And no red planes to entertain him. And before I even got the first 5 clues out, people started responding to him. Whoa. Someone said, how to talk to you. In fact, it was a debunker site. The small time.
Ooh.
Small time to bunker sounds right.
Oh, well, you got him. That's a big pickup.
All these dumb shits on YouTube started talking to me.
That's exactly what he wanted.
You guys just wanted friends.
Yeah, he was just really hoping people would think he was special. And he'd love to tell you how special.
Not me.
Oh, well, believe me, I don't think you're fucking shit, dude.
No,
and I'm glad
you
wear a shirt to identify yourself. Oh, man. Oh, God, dude, the level of douche this man is.
Bro, lives with his mom. Makes all these videos. God, I hate him.
Man, we've seen some douches doing this podcast.
This is like already Billy level douche.
Yeah.
Oh, you
are
too?
So, like, when would it become this soundstage? At how many thousands of fucking years ago did we decide we were going to put some lights up, rotate them around? Well, we just make up history for anything 200 years ago? We didn't have fucking electricity fucking 250 years ago.
Keep going, bro. We'll never stop. We keep doing this all day. This is the dumbest fucking thing. Shut up. That's not a test. You didn't perform a test, you goddamn idiot.
Yes, absolutely. Can pull it off.
Can you imagine? I made it to space. Fuck that guy. He's not in space. Oh, come on. I worked so hard to get to space. I love how nervous her face is because she knows she's wrong.
Oh, I don't think she believes. Or maybe. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, that's on you, man.
Okay, yeah, so they're just going like, okay. They don't believe in it.
Okay.
But they're looking into the people that actually do believe it.
Huh.
That's what I thought, because everybody that they kept showing was like, scientists, I've been to space. So I was like, well, there's no fucking way these people were.
Right.
Dude, you just want people to know who you are. You just want to be famous.
What? Why did he say he was black?
You know why. And tall. That's my name too?
Okay, well, this guy already...
What an insane intro.
This guy is not a reliable narrator of the world around him. Got a brain coach? Oh, there's so many layers to how much I hate this. Oh, yeah? I bet. Uh-huh. Wow. What?
I like that question. Who?
Yeah. who?
It paused him. That was... You tell him he's a fucking liar, right, bro?
God damn it. Yeah, you did.
Oh, is that what you did? It seemed like you were fucking harassing
this
a guy.
This guy should be in jail.
Man.
Lock him up.
You know who I'm with? Not the dude bouncing ping pong balls on fucking mallets, bro. Get the hell out of here.
God.
All I'm hearing is I had an idea, and then I got viral from it. And so now I'm stuck in it, and it's my personality because I found 50,000 people that say, yeah, man, you're great.
Get the fuck away from him. Her. Yeah, no, leave people alone.
Yeah, what did
maniac.
That do?
Like, this guy's, dude, this guy's not okay.
Shut up. Was he just rapping Flat Earth lyrics? Man, we got to go back to those other people. I wasn't ready for another lunatic.
We got to do what?
We got to go back to those other people, the scientists and stuff. I wasn't ready for another lunatic.
Yeah, this is tough, man. This dude's driving.
Yeah, read it to me, man. Nothing else going on.
God damn it. That's so funny. They, like, put that in there. Yeah, I think you're the dumbest person in the world. No, you don't. I don't believe
that. Oh, super
that.
Successful.
Or doing our own thing. We already met.
I mean, I just saw that corner of whatever the fuck you were staying at, and it didn't look great.
Here's the dude who's staying in his mom's basement.
It's flat.
Wow.
Man, you guys are just trying to be able to say I was the first one to do it. All came from you, bro.
God damn it. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many female flat earthers are there, buddy? I'm sure there's actually a few.
Oh, what's the metaphor?
Wow.
Tell me the metaphor.
God.
Yeah.
God, yeah, obviously it can. Anything can be put on anything. What are we talking about? Are we just talking about your merch?
Yeah, dude.
I don't think you have any in mind. That they hassle people in the streets, you asshole?
I mean,
my God.
Shut up.
Oh, man. I just...
Why are you comparing 9/11 to... I guess because that's a conspiracy theory, but still. Jesus, bro. All right. When do you? Oh, okay. There it was.
Me neither.
Selective. Yeah. That whale was huge.
Yeah, that is a $4,000 cat toy.
You bought a book of memes? The first book you showed me.
This woman's family from is your so book wealthy collection and disappointed in her.
Is the book of flat earth memes. Oh, what's the new news?
Just to talk some bullshit that I don't know. Just to say some dumbass shit.
That day in flat earth.
Jesus Christ. It's just tough because I hate them so much. Just I'm like, I just can't not. I can't get over it. It just bothers me too much.
Yes, there's a lot of yelling at people in this one.
Yeah, we're furious. I'm all worked up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Like, you didn't email it to her or you didn't talk about it? Oh, Jesus. I do not care about your love story.
Neither one of us had ever had sex before, and then it happened.
Now you're onto something.
I guess the one thing is, like, if you're really into this, that means there's like 50,000 other people who are really into this. They're probably like,
oh, that's why they're
there's no yes or no. Like, you're either 100% this or you're not. So
I mean, yeah, that the community of it is what's like making it so much stronger. Like, yeah. I said, this dude loves that everybody thinks he's a genius for his dumb shit that he.
I always knew I was a genius. Yeah. I just didn't know why.
And then they can all just go like, don't we know the secret thing that the rest of the world's too dumb to know, but we all know. We're waking up the world, man. One license plate at a time.
A couple of friends. Oh, man. She is just keeping him in the friend zone. That's hilarious. I don't allow him to touch me. It's very weird.
Man, a two-year relationship had nothing to do with anything.
I mean, it was hilarious.
International.
Down in Raleigh? Shut up. Because of that dumb thing we think for no reason.
Oh, they gave us so much money. Can you believe it? They're so excited and dumb.
Oh, you made your mom dumb, too.
Yeah, I was wondering when Kyrie Irving was coming
up.
Yeah,
me too.
Oh, dude, I love this. Yeah, you're not going to compare whatever my little belief is to believing the earth is flat, though.
Look at your cute little suit, you dipshit. Ugh. Yeah.
flat earthers do not feel that.
Yep.
Every one of these people are.
Yep, we are a Dunning-Kruger country. Oh, dude.
So, but it's not. What you're talking about, though, is. No, I was talking shit on the wrong guy. My bad.
Scientism? If Neil deGrasse Tyson had a church, I would check it out.
I'm wanting to check out that Kanye church that's been going on.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he's having a good time, dude. He's just playing amazing music. That's just gospel the whole time.
Yeah.
In a fucking desert or whatever the hell they've been. I don't know what. The last week they were like in a tent. Everybody's wearing the same clothes, though. That bothers me.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. Are you? Yeah, it's confusing. What? No, they're just not treating you seriously because it's a bunch of dog shit.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's the high school physics teacher.
Oh.
Oh, God damn it, you dummy. I'm smarter than anyone who learned. Oh, wow.
Have you had any of them come out? Man, that's mom just trying to be supportive. But
she's just trying.
He's like, yeah, he didn't even bring up a point. He's like, just think about teachers. You can't, once you're a teacher, then say, you know, think about it.
Whistleblowers? About,
I can't believe y'all are having meetings about this.
This is, I think it's giving me anxiety.
Going through a lot.
Yeah, man. Boy. Oh, wow. The not good students. Yeah, you all.
Yeah, write that down. Write that down. We're all fools.
How many more of them don't? Thanks, man. I'll take it.
How is that, dude? It's laughable because you said it in a laughable way.
No, I'm not going to spend any money on this. It's already ridiculous.
I think it's just nice for them all to get together where no one's going to call them dumbasses. Got a Pepe meme on the front of his computer.
Yeah,
good.
I like to hear this.
What?
Oh, that day was intense.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, you are off the deep end.
Wow.
What? Why is this guy so intense about this?
Man, because he's gonna...
I thought it was supposed to be positive. What?
Oh, man.
One person called you.
Of course, you know I do.
What?
Man, what a crazy person, right? You can never see you crossing those same lines. Dude, he just... Jesus, fuck.
What? What? He created the Earth now?
You heard him.
What a sad person.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, man.
Of course. I was a fucking idiot the whole time.
Warner Brothers?
Dude, Warner Brothers, the CIA, and the Pentagon.
Come on, my baby. Come on, my...
The frog? Dude, that fucking frog.
That frog? Matt Warner is that frog? Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Yeah, just support it.
So, no, we didn't do that, turns out. Wants $5,000 and 12% of the profits.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you again. Good old Hannah Lore. Thank you.
Yeah.
Why and when?
Yeah. What? Why? They didn't even look back that far. They're just like, yeah, who knows? Jesus, you went to space for five. An extra $5 a day? You got to give me a bigger raise than that to go to space. What?
Well, that, yeah, that's clearly a huge part of it.
Oh, dude, this guy has so many issues.
Yeah, so you don't like things that you don't believe things you've seen that there is proof of? All right, we're getting there. Let's get into it.
What?
Yeah, ultimately,
just
clearly.
Naming shit.
Probably. Maybe.
What? What are they doing? Where are you getting that from?
My heart. Yeah, so you can see how that's just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So just you thought it, so it's true.
Yeah, just use that again. What? God damn it. That, I can't even. That dude, like, worries me. That dude's violent.
Yeah,
sure.
That's trouble.
You're not a conspiracy realist. You're a conspiracy theorist.
I do love that they all just have now turned on each other. And like,
where
well,
is this guy?
You're working with the government. No, you're working with the government. No.
Where is this guy filming from? Why does he look so wealthy?
I mean, I don't know, dude.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's all right there.
Oh, man. Look at this guy. Shut up.
Oh, you don't like people making giant leaps with information? Yeah, I can't believe somebody would do that. How dumb. To think that your name has CIA in it, so you're with the CIA. What a leap.
Yeah, those are the type, that's what the level you're at, lady. That
my commentary is about to just be,
We're being driven crazy, yeah. Ducky commentary.
I mean,
we're crazy now.
How fuck it. I mean, it's coming out of your own mouth. You're hearing, like. Is she even real?
What's the thing about all those things? Yeah, isn't that a bitch? How's that feel? To deal with people like that. Must be tough. Just to hear nonsense. I think you're a dumbass.
No. Yeah.
Yep. There we go.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, well, good. We yeah, it's clearly close. I mean, what a silly thought.
We got so close. We were almost
Man,
there.
The people recording this were like, that absolutely has to be in. Did you hear
yeah,
her?
Yeah, that's
and they were like,
funny.
Did you hear her almost fucking do it? Like, yeah.
Can you believe that? Physically?
Well, yeah, make sure you keep checking every hour. Yeah, it feels like there's a bunch of dumbasses out there, doesn't it?
Yep.
All right, Dallas. Kind of idiot you got.
What?
Is there any curves in the bike? You don't got a lot of me, man.
Why are we... See how these wheels are flat on the sides?
Oh, what? Did you say
flat? Okay.
Flat smack 'em.
Who are you? What is this?
I don't like that there's like a recruitment element to this.
No.
They all say the first person. They all, I'm the first person to do it. I was the
You're completely insane.
Man, Mark didn't mention you at all. He just acted like that was his that he made.
Yeah. Isn't that hilarious? Lights.
Yeah, dude, 500 years ago. I put up video cameras and lights, monitored us to make sure that we didn't think the world was round. Your cat's bored of you.
Man, these people need to be helped.
Watching the master at work.
How pissed do you think they're going to be at this documentary, by the way?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear them say how they were misrepresented and made to look like lunatics in here. Oh, yeah, he made us look like a real asshole. He left a lot of stuff out.
Yeah. Oh, they conveniently left out all the parts where we really explain how it works without looking like a bunch of dumbasses.
Tomorrow, man, you want to go get some hammers and knock some ping pong balls around and recite the element chart?
Yeah.
Get some of that going.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I guess everything that they've done, they've been right about. It turns out every hunch we've had, every experiment proved me exactly right. Simply.
What? Oh, yeah? Wow. Yeah, why'd you spend $20,000 on that? God, it's so stupid. You can literally use the sun to figure out this curve to the Earth. Oh, dude, it's the dumbest thing.
That's hilarious. Well, it's the government, the CIA. You know, that's who makes all of those.
Man.
Heaven energies.
Our education system is broken. But that's not even it, because these people are older. Tell me. Who's this? Oh.
Top-notch popcorn.
She's not going to ever let you touch her. Enemy territory. Well, guess what, dumbass? They have bomber jets. They will take you out. That is not a good enemy to have. Ugh. I might learn something.
Must be a fun day.
Right. In enemy territory.
What? It's just fun for the kids, man. Jesus, how delusional are these people? Yeah, you're beating NASA. Congratulations with your YouTube videos. God.
Look. Look, Travis. Oh, I fucking love that camera angle. That was amazing.
That's hilarious. What's going on?
Well, yeah. You're going to win. Look at you winning.
Yeah, because I don't think anyone's going to like...
You're the first. Like, you're the first one to ever do that.
Yeah. Wow. There's one janitor around there somewhere mopping the floor. Like, God damn, dumbass has got in.
He's gonna disprove it all.
Is Mark Sargent the dude that got punched in the face by Buzz Aldrin?
Nah, that was like a young like kid. That was like
I had hope in my heart. I thought that would be the end. It's like they're 12 years old. Yeah, you have to have that, don't you?
Yeah, he loves that.
You made her much dumber. Congratulations, Mark. He's one of the smaller fish, isn't he? Oh, buddy. Oh.
Oh.
God damn, I hate these people.
Get a little beach volleyball in.
Can you imagine that party? Is that just drinking water out of a... What a party.
Yeah, whenever you guys accidentally proved the Earth is round at this conference. You spent $20,000 to do that? Oh, it's going to be love. I'm just going to love this.
My God.
It's 4 miles. He becomes a flat earther at the end of this. That'd be amazing.
Dude, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that,
you're
going to
cause a wreck, bro. Stop.
You're going to blind somebody, dude.
One thing I learned is how hard experiments are.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, they already disbelieved the. I mean, they got to this because of it being proven earlier.
Yeah. Has it? Not seriously. Oh, I can't wait. Despite loads of irrefutable proof, some people still believe the Earth is flat. Nice.
Yeah, school me, bro.
We're just going to say some bullshit.
Oh, man, I was waiting on you to tell me. Hey, tell me that woman, like, what? How does she feel about it? Because that's probably what's right.
You're not going, are you? You're too sad.
I love you, you dumb boy.
You're my sweet, dumb idiot.
You dumb child I made.
Which is my gray-haired boy. Dude doesn't have a job, does he?
It's that podcast, bro.
I've driven that.
Yep, been there. So many documentaries have ended up in Washington at some point.
What?
It's a lot of weirdos around here.
Whoa.
There are other idiots.
It must
out
be
there?
True. Yeah, I think
why?
You just love not being alone.
Oh, you dumb idiot. I've seen those signs. Oh, man, I love this. You idiot. Are you just talking to people?
Where did you stop?
Firmament? Yeah, you're so stupid. No, he was literally just playing nice. He was being a sweetheart.
All right, Bob.
Get that balloon up there, Bob. Bob, get that balloon up
there.
Kill
your part. I got a balloon.
You sweet dumbass.
I blow up a balloon. We'll see what that does.
It cost me a lot of money.
I spent $15,000 on this balloon.
Oh, Bob.
We're going to shoot a laser at it.
Yeah, go pop it.
Go, Bob. He's running out in the field.
Going to cause a plane to crash with our laser.
Oh. Oh, look at all these sheep just believing.
I'm going to stare straight in the sun.
Nothing's going to happen to you, bro. It's just a light. It's just a light. He believes that there's a fucking light bulb up there.
Yeah, he really does.
Oh, dude. I thought I'd calm down. Looking at that shot, for whatever reason, just made me think, how could you look at that and go, oh, well, they built something to make that light flash down here?
Doesn't make any goddamn sense.
You changed, man. Yeah, I think this is all bullshit. That'd be hilarious. That's how, dude, if he really wants to make money, that's how he got to do it. He's got to turn. He's got to turn now.
Yeah.
He's already got their money from the flat earth people. Now you just turn and go on the other side. You go do the television circuit one more time, this time from the other angle.
Yeah.
Go like, no, I thought for years and I realized it's dumb.
Take that money, move out from your mom's place. Of course, he had a T-shirt made.
I want to see a flyer for one of our shows at one of these places.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. This guy thinks he's a genius.
Oh, man, his credits are depressing.
Play a lot of pinball. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you're reading this, man. Yeah.
Hey, my sweet dumb boy.
I look at him.
He's a fucking idiot.
Say yes, Mom.
I'm trying to support my idiot son.
I'm just a loving mom.
Yeah, It's been a while.
Quite
son.
A phase, son. You said you were going to move out after 6 weeks, remember? Just wanted to get on your feet.
Yeah. Oh, you sweet mother.
Yeah. Somehow she's still so likable in this. Somehow yeah. I'm like, oh, I just feel for you that you.
Yeah, I know, right? Seems like a very sweet.
You lady. Don't seem to be as dumb as him, which is that's why it's like, yeah. If she was spitting the same shit, then I go, oh, you fucking dumbasses together. But she's just like,
yeah.
Ah, I don't want to call my son an idiot on.
It's really important to him, you guys.
On
if you
camera.
Could just please not make this documentary about how stupid my son is.
Go Hawks.
I just want to hang out with Russell Wilson. I thought maybe this would be
a good way. Yeah.
What? You bought a globe and wrote on it? Look at this dude. He's so psyched on himself.
Yeah, he really does like the celebrity part of it.
Yeah.
He wants people to think he's special. He's got a little Michael Scott in him.
Yeah, he really does.
Oh, is that our girl?
Pretty cool. He's a physicist.
It's got killer type 5.
Yeah, I've been looking down this whole time.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's just going to keep happening. Man, that's the same thing with, like, the fucking Trump people right now, dude, is
I know.
They don't want to admit they were wrong, and so they just double down on dumb stuff.
Yep.
That dude just said, I didn't appreciate people calling me dumb, so all right, fuck it. I'm getting a T-shirt. I'm creating a thing. I'll
show you I'm dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how dumb I am.
I'll show you just how fucking dumb I am.
I'll spend $100 on an outfit.
Yeah. Talk about him.
This dude's actually a scientist who's talking right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. No, I agree with everything he's saying. I'm not going to do it, though. I'm going to keep calling these dudes crazy and idiots.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, man. Guys.
Just got through the divorce. Fuck. Yeah.
Bro, why?
This dude ruined his life over this.
Yeah, it's a lot of lost souls here.
Is it though?
Oh, Mark.
He's about to criticize him. He's like, give me a hug.
Come yeah, on, before he got up. To it.
You're great, but give me a hug.
wins than the other loses. If my opponent feels he's better than me, that's intolerable to me. So I'm not listening to what he says. Already when he's talking, I've been planning my counterattack. Another way of thinking about it is, let's go and explore together. And this exploring together takes us to another place than arguing.
So every fight Arthur shouldn't be held with a tip, but sort of a reminder of a scientist I could have been. Someone that fell through the cracks. And we as the ambassadors of science are called upon to do more. Right?
Yeah, you killed it. I'm still not going to do it, though, bro.
Yeah, no.
That was so perfectly put.
I might yell at one if I see one.
And the whole thing, bro, but... I'm going with my heart, and my heart thinks they're big dummies, and I know dummies. I am one. Well, because they've decided that their whole personality is I'm a flat earther. Their whole
don't have that, that guy has nothing but that.
Yeah, I am. If I'm not that, if he decides, oh, okay, yeah, for the truth, that's not it, then who is he?
You're right. I'm wrong. I'm just an old man who lives in my older mother's basement.
Yeah, because I always loved the truth. That was what this
Oh, they're doing the experiment. Oh, dude, this is amazing. Experiments are hard.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. One thing I learned is that experiments are hard.
Oh, you dummy. Get in that water. Get in the water.
Man, so I started this a little bit earlier, huh?
Having a bad day, aren't you?
Well, let's wait for the sun to roll back around here. Wait for him to turn the light on.
Oh, please don't work. Yo, is it high? Oh, yes. God damn, I love that.
Yeah, it's high. Could you bring it down some?
Yeah, you, dude. No, because that's not how lasers work. Yeah, fuck this. Oh, he can't let it go. This is such a failure on his part.
Yeah, he's been in it for so long. Experiments are hard, bro. They're so hard. Especially when it's not doing what you wanted it to prove.
Dude, you're going to need such a crazy laser for it to be that tight.
Yeah, for real, dude. You're trying to shoot, you're trying to point it at 4 miles away.
The light's going to get scattered, man. Look at that poor dummy.
Got to figure out a way to make it
work. I just don't understand why it didn't work. That moment where I was like, it's way too high.
Yeah, that was like, so great.
Embassy Suites, baby. I love Patricia so much.
Everybody get your swag. Get that merch out there.
Yeah, capitalism. Dummies with money.
Oh, he's just blocked. That's hilarious. Of course. I'm sure all these dudes are blocked on social media.
Yeah. There you go. Flat Earth Rider, baby.
Yeah, at least you made something cool, man.
What if it just fell off and broke in the parking lot? Whoa. God. Yeah, you are. The world's scary, isn't it?
Oh, gotta shake your hand.
I told him I thought you guys being CIA was crazy. Here we go.
What a crazy person.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's gonna be fucking raging on this whole conference. I love this.
Not real.
Nothing's real.
A military play, huh? Oh, no.
Oh, that's his real name.
What's that?
Dennis Luca is playing Mark Sargent. Dennis Luca's his real name.
I'm trying to figure out if it's loading on our actual TV.
Oh, no, it was, for whatever reason, he filmed it like it was buffering right there. Oh, I got you. Yeah. So sad.
Yeah, see, okay. Oh, this is hilarious. Oh, it's hilarious, Chase. It's a setup. That's hilarious.
God,
was
dude.
Was he?
He's the one, bro. They all want to be the first one to say it.
Give us your money, dummies.
One of the skinniest people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like he has Marfan syndrome. His face is crazy. He looks like a ventriloquist puppet.
He's not real, bro.
He isn't.
I think he was expecting a applause right there. Also, like, that's too many people already.
Yeah.
You feel there may be some empty chairs. That should be an empty room.
Maybe that's just a bunch of people going and realizing how dumb it is.
Well, I like that logic where the thing was like the no refunds thing. Where,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, people were like, well, wait, why is that? Yeah, clearly always looking for the truth. What's the truth?
I'm starting to get weird vibes from this. It's weird. What you said?
Go get him, Michael Scott. Oh, that classic line.
He's out here grinding Flat Earth. Oh, man. Dummy, dummy, dummy.
Because they love me.
You bunch of crazy idiots. Too far.
Way too far, actually.
This is too far.
I've been lying for a long time.
I've known this was wrong for a while. I just thought I wanted friends. But I thought Patricia would love me.
You keep flying me out to things and giving me presents, though, so. Oh.
Never going to happen.
We're almost there. Oh, hilarious.
That's hilarious.
How do you fucking know that? Because of all your connections with the government?
Oh, not a kid. Good for you, little dummy. Get dumb young.
Also, yeah, how high? How high do you think that dome is? This is a flat earth family.
Yep, get a photo of those parents.
Hey, how high is the dome?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, why are y'all making it a group, man? I just... becoming a religion is not cool. That I'm great. Nightline?
Oh, God. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
There's the point. It is.
Fake news,
Shut up.
I just saw your laser experiment.
I just don't get, like... Go on a boat, then. Go on a boat. Take it to across the ocean. See what happens. Walk across that continent. Take another. Just keep going until you hit the, you hit your little end. I don't get it, man. What? Again, with the sun, two stakes. With the sun. Ugh. Oh, it's just a big group for dummies. Support group for dummies. Yeah, because it's dumb as fuck,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, because it's a really dumb thing.
It's so stupid.
Because it's not correct.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. No, he didn't want to live in a fake world. What are you talking about? We're not talking about that bow tie. What? Here we go. Oh, that's brilliant.
Wow, big breath on that one.
That rocked him.
Exactly. Just him. He's the only one that can maybe do something with it. Because he's the face of it.
Yeah.
Couldn't leave if I wanted to. Yeah. You're the flat earth guy.
What?
Why? We actually are.
Oh, boy. I like how he chose Ursula.
Yeah. I liked him. I like that guy.
Me too.
I like that blonde lady. The astronaut.
Astronaut was cool. $5 more in space. Big raise.
God, you just really love Truman Show. That's all this group is. It's a bunch of people who really like that movie.
Yeah, it's literally people who saw that movie and were just like, that's how it actually is.
I didn't understand the dome thing. I really didn't know that was what they believed.
Yeah, it doesn't make... Dude, I just...
Because that's worse to me.
Yeah.
I just thought it was flat but open, you know, whatever other laws of... Whatever. But yeah, I didn't know they thought that we were in a dome like Truman Show. Yeah. I didn't know they thought Truman Show.
It is wrong. Holy shit. Oh, give me something.
Yeah, what's that little?
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
We back out here, baby.
You
3 feet high in the same light. Well, that's because of the curve. So I should only be able to see it when it's 17 feet.
What if you're on a goddamn like hill or something, bro?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many variables in that. Are you on a completely... Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, this is dumb. Yeah, dude, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. The light's not strong enough. What?
Yeah, I didn't catch what just happened.
You know, it's a trial and error basis, and you're right. I absolutely love the video that you came out with, you know, talking about the Monday morning armchair quarterbacks.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's funny. How to like take that information and like still spin it to be flat.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Well, walk away with that one. Jesus. Jesus.
Oh. Docu-commentarians, we live in the dumbest world. I can't imagine anything dumber than this. It's so stupid. It's so upsetting. In so many goddamn ways, dude. I just can't.
That was good.
I just can't.
I like that documentary.
Yeah, that was a great one. I'm glad we watched it, but wow. That was the perfect one from this podcast, by the way. For us to make fun of, because we were going the whole time. We were hot.
Yeah, I was heated the whole time. They didn't stop being dumb the whole time, so I couldn't stop yelling at them.
It's a tough one to watch, though.
Yeah. Man.
Do you have any shows you want to plug coming up?
What do I got this weekend? Yeah, I'm at, Hotel Albatross, Thursday, in Seattle, the Ballard area. And this Saturday, I'm going to be at Cloverleaf in Bremerton. Yeah, I got cool stuff coming up later in the month. I got a theater gig and some other fun stuff I'll tell you about when we get there.
Cool. I have on Wednesday, I got my, Hoquim show at Hoquim Brewery. That one's sold out though, so I don't know what I'm telling you. Lowercase on Thursday in Georgetown in Seattle. There's still some tickets left for that. You can still get that one. I'll be at Jai Tai on Capitol Hill on Friday. And then Saturday I actually fly out. I'll be on a cruise for 2 weeks, and then I'll be in LA the week after that doing shows. And then last weekend of March I'll be performing at the Sacramento Laughs Unlimited. So
nice.
Yeah, go to that. And then cool.
You about to be gone for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's probably the last podcast for a little while, just cool. Because I'll throw this one up hopefully tomorrow or the next day, and then I'll be gone for a while. So we won't
That's
be
a good one to go out on.
Yeah, this is a banger. All right, everyone. Come check us out. See you soon. Sorry about the that's the word, baby bird. I was always gonna say it, Chase. I was always gonna say it. He's motioning for me to say it, pointing at the cross stitch. I was gonna close on that. All right, everybody.
I mean,
yeah. Thanks for sticking with us, and we'll be back soon. Thanks.